Okay, let's do one on Jason Tingle, T-I-N-G-L-E, 10/15/2024, 8/6/74. Patient's a 50-year-old gentleman, comes in today for a follow-up of multiple medical issues, including depression, anxiety. He Celexa is doing quite well for him. He's had no suicidal thoughts. He is working. He's working every day. He works for the railroad. He's had some nausea, no vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, or convulsion. He's been on the Celexa for some time, and his left-sided back pain, which he sought treatment for and had an MRI done some time ago, is actually showing improvement. Has had no further back problems or issues in the past. His blood work is due today, period. His family history is positive for esophageal cancer. Next number, he's had both colonoscopy and EGD in the past, medical problems, anxiety, surgery, forearm surgery, medication. He still takes the Celexa, as I mentioned, 40 milligram a day, allergy penicillin. COVID immunization, none, but he's had COVID in the past. His weight has been stable at 165, has had minimal nausea. He's actually had some weight loss, 13 pounds compared in 2023, but that's when he was sick with COVID as well. So family history of esophageal cancer, as I mentioned. Then on physical exam, Mr. Tingle is alert, awake, and no distress, 165 pounds, 99%, 98.1, 20/72, 122/73, heart positive, swollen positive, 2, lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck sure, JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with an lesion, neurological non-focal, number 1, depression, well-controlled, number 2, Celexa 40 milligram for some time. He can continue taking the medication. We're not interested in stopping it, or he's not interested in reducing the dose. Next time is check liver function test. Next time is minimal fatty liver, but actually shows improvement from before. Next time is carotid ultrasound, shows minimal stenosis. Next number of palpitations caused us to recheck his echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next one is BPH noted. Next one is mild lymphadenopathy in the neck noted. Next one is mild PVD noted. Next one is no major change in his ultrasound finding. Next time is blood work, including PSA, vitamin D, and B12 have been done. Next one is may return in 90 days. Next one is we'll call patient with the results. Next one is findings were discussed with Mr. Tingle at length before leaving the office. Thank you.